The State of the Lakes Ecosystem Conference meets every 2 years to give an update on the condition of the Great Lakes. In the chemical arena, scientists report overall declines in PCBs, dioxin, and certain pesticides, partly because some of those substances are banned. But one chemical compound apparently on its way up is polybrominated diphenyl ethers, or PBDEs. They're used as fire retardants. Carrie Losey Hansen is with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. She says even though scientists are still trying to learn more about PBDEs, there should be controls on them.
We should start to think about decreasing these chemicals and controlling them, regulating them, reducing the loads at the same time that we find out more and more information about them. I think the preventative approach would be preferable to waiting until we had all the information to figure out if we had to do some kind of reduction.
Losey Hansen says there have been some changes in the use of flame retardants and the phasing out of certain forms of PBDEs. The director of the EPA's Great Lakes Program Office says his agency is starting to address the so-called emerging or new generation of contaminants. But Gary Gulesian says strict controls on PBDEs aren't ready yet.
I think we're still in the assessment phase. We're getting a sense as to just what the levels are in the Great Lakes, and probably the biggest missing piece there is what are the effects of these PBDEs at the levels that we're seeing them in the environment.
Some studies have linked PBDEs to neurological, thyroid, and reproductive problems in lab mice. The compound is in computers, carpets, and many other products. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.